This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, yes, got that fan going full blast, do you? The box fan. It's one of those items that, well, I grew up as a kid with a box fan, and today they're still around. I was walking in the big box store the other day, and here's 4,000 of them stacked up. Well, probably 400, but it looked like 4,000 to me. It was a mountain of box fans, and I just almost wanted to bow to them because they're so old. But they still work. A fan in a box is something so simple that works. That's why we are here today at Auto World, and thank you for tuning in and listening, because I try to make it as simple as I can. I try to get rid of the mechanic jargon words that you don't understand. Get it so it's simple, no matter what it is. Think about, don't get so frustrated at that engine light, folks. Come on, put the hammer away. Do not hit the dash. We're going to make it simple for you today, right here on Auto World. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mark Evans, your host. 47 plus years of being with that engine light. Well, the engine light really didn't come on until when? Well, not that long ago. Not really, no. In fact, we like to have fun here, and as you would like to, please do, head over to our Facebook page, the address, my name, Mark Evans. Auto World Radio, we have a Facebook page there, too. You'll see the inside of a dash, a picture of an inside of a dash, a steering wheel that's got a D on it. Have you actually guessed what truck that is? It's a Datsun, little red one. It's a 71 Datsun 521 pickup with a anti-theft stick. Huh? I called it an anti-theft stick. It's a kind of four-speed in it. Yes, it's got a clutch. Most of the young kids, of course, never did grow up in driver's training with a clutch, so they have no clue how to steal your 1971 Datsun 521 pickup with a four-speed. Anti-theft stick right there. But where's the engine light? Yeah. By the way, let's do a little shout-out to Bring a Trailer, B-A-T, bringatrailer.com. Folks, if you really do want to go to a car show without ever paying any money, no admission fee, you can still pop your popcorn right there in the microwave in your favorite kitchen that's in your house right now and sit back and go to the car show. Go to B-A-T, bringatrailer.com, and enjoy that ride. This little 71 Datsun 521 pickup 4-speed right now has 5 more days left on the auction. Yes, you can put it on your watch list. No, they're not going to scam you with your, you know, through your emails. They're legit. This little 71 Datsun 521 pickup right now is at $6,000. It has 5 days left on the auction. Before what? Before it sells. Yeah. Absolutely. Let me go to Facebook here real quick because I want to do a little shout out for a gentleman that had a, you know, we always like to have fun, of course, here on Auto World. And Alan says, on that engine light in that little red pickup, Datsun pickup truck, Alan says next to, gets me on Facebook, says next, that engine light's next to you're letting the water run out light, and below you didn't check the transmission fluid light. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate you getting us on Facebook. Yeah. I guess back in the old days, those old basic vehicles, those trucks and those cars, I guess you could call the engine light the oil light. Just like Alan said, when you saw the oil light come on, you're done. Goodbye. No oil. Clunk, 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 click, tick, tick. Well, it starts with a tick, 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 and a knock, knock, knock. Sounds like we're doing a song here. Okay, today here on Auto World, we're not only take your emails right off the bat because we didn't get to the email bag last hour. That's okay. We'll do some catching up here today, kind of like this company. They're doing catch up because of, well, we're going to find out, and they're doing catch up, and they're probably going to catch up because they've got $10.5 billion to catch up with. Stay tuned for that. And we have trivia. We've got that trivia question out there, which is, where is it at? Here, there it is. That trivia question is, I need your help to answer it. What was the first car to be equipped with an airbag? 855-660-4261. And, of course, absolutely, you can get me on email at AutoWorldMedia.com is our website. You can get me there on the phone number, 855-660-4261. But our email is AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. What was the first car to be equipped with an airbag? Coming up this hour, too, we have for you, name this sound. That's coming up. We need to get that answered. And also, first off, we want to go ahead and do a shout-out. We have a new Auto World affiliate right here taking Auto World to do, we'll do a shout-out. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Shout-out horn goes out, too. Brand-new Auto World affiliate is KTLR AM 890 and FM 103.7. That's KTLR AM 890, FM 103.7. Welcome in, folks. I appreciate you being here. Community Talk AM 890. General Manager Mike, thank you. Appreciate it. We're right there in Edmond, Lawton in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Wichita, Kansas, tuning in. I appreciate you folks being here. We've got quite a few of you there. Thank you. Appreciate tuning in. And that means that I welcome you into the Greasy Garage Studio. And just a little reminder, we might be not in the Greasy Garage Studio every single week. So stay tuned. We look forward to your questions and your stories, folks. Your stories of your first car, the best car you've ever owned, the best truck you've ever owned, just your auto world in general. So hopefully you can also, you folks in Tulsa, Oklahoma, can drive away, walk away, or run away from the show and think, I didn't know that. That's what it's all about here. We do quite a few segments. We have recall like we did the first hour, and we also have the trivia, as you just heard, the word of the day, the shout-outs we do, Auto World little car fact we have. We have salutes. We have, oh, my goodness, auto racing news here at Auto World. We have the Did You Know segment. Of course, today we have the name this sound. Get ready for that here in the next segment. So, and again, I want to remind all of you about the podcast, because Motor Mouth Mark here, he goes a little too fast. You know I do. So you can always go back to the podcast and listen to whatever second, minute, hour, and or week, and or even a year. You folks in Oklahoma, we've been around since 1992. The phone number hasn't changed, and neither has the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Look forward to your emails throughout the week. Okay, so not only live as we are right here from Boise, Idaho, but I'm looking forward to your emails throughout the week. So whenever you have an Auto World question or just a story to share with us, folks, along with you charter members is just all of you that have been listening for years or even a day. That's or even the last second you're a charter member. Appreciate you being here. We have two. In fact, we got the trivia question and all, but I have for you the list. We're going to go up the list. Let's do a few of them right now. Which states, folks, drive the most American-made vehicles? First hour, we start at the bottom of the list. We're on number 38, which was New York. Which states drive the most American-made vehicles? I have the percentages for you. 38 was the New York, 40.7%. Let's go up the list, 37. Georgia. Yeah, folks in Georgia, you're driving 41.9% of American-made cars. 36 is Arizona. Arizona is 42.8% driving the most American-made cars. North Carolina beats Arizona out by 43.1%. Going up the list, Colorado beats out, North Carolina at 44.2%. And then Pennsylvania, you just beat out Colorado in the 33 slot there at 44.3%, driving the most American-made cars. The survey that was put out, and it's IC.com does it, and in fact, three major of the big major automakers, Ford, Stellantis, which is Ram, of course, you don't Jeep, and of course, you got General Motors. You got a lot of study going on and to make this happen. So the national average, Utah, first off, beat out Pennsylvania. Utah was 44.7%. The national average is 44.8%. Coming up on the third hour, we're going to give you some more here. And then we're going to go on the third hour and get all the way to the top of the list. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans, sitting right here behind the silver microphone every week. Drive safe. We'll be right back.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. I told a girl that my prospects were good.
love that car. Oh, yeah. Whenever you get a chance, folks, I want you to use that right or left hand, and I want you to use it to blow that horn. Do it. See if it still works. But don't do it right behind somebody. You know what they're going to give you. Okay, so just use that horn maybe in the driveway. Wake up your neighbor at 2 o'clock in the morning and blow the horn. We got to make sure the horns work. Besides, you paid for the horn. You know, you're making payments on that automobile. You're paying how much a month for that horn, right? Use it for fun. Okay, we have that segment back by popular demand. It's called Name This Sound. Name that sound. Well, this sound that we just gave you. Yeah. Yeah, you can. Hey, if you, even though you might think you're wrong, I want to hear through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, what you think that sound is. That's a sound that a lot of you have right now in your automobile. So that might cancel out maybe that answer of a flapping flat tire. No, it's not that. Okay, so a little bit of clue there. But absolutely. Name this sound is something that we like to do. Back by popular demand. Here's the number, 855-660-4261. Email me there at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Name this sound. Before we do that, Eddie, the engine emailer, he is in charge of the email bag. Oh, thank you, Eddie. Just pushing the buttons there on the Yugo horn. That means we need to go into the email bag. Throw me the email bag. Oh, hit the microphone there, Eddie. Okay, I'm going to go in there and see if I can find an email. You made a mess of the email bag there, Eddie. Okay, Eddie, the engine emailer, he takes care of the email throughout the week for me. And then he goes in and tries to find the ones that he thinks will stump the chump. I'm the chump. So try to stump the chump, folks. I've got an email here. Let's get on with it. Again, if you do not want me to read your email live on the air, no problem. Just say, do not read live on the air, and I'll still help you, okay? And keep you going good, take care of your challenges you might have in your auto world. This one here says, hey, Auto World. Actually, I better read it correctly. Hey, AW, I have a question about a hard starting problem with our Jeep Wrangler. Sometimes it starts and sometimes it does not. I've replaced the battery, starter, ignition switch, fuel pump relay, fuel pump pressure regulator. I'm stumped. Could you help, please? Thanks, Mark. Dave, listening on KZNU here in Utah. Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. Your email is going to be really easy anyway. Dave, appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right there in Utah, and that is KZNU AM 1450 and also FM 93.1 Saturday and Sunday. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. Thank you. Right there in St. George, Utah. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Yes, KZNU AM 1450 and FM 93.1 St. George, Utah. Lafurkin, Santa Clara, Enterprise, Washington. Good to have you folks along. Dave, thank you for bringing us down to Utah. Right there in St. George, Utah. And by the way, this is good for all of you between those towns and around. Thank you. Appreciate you having your ears on and sitting back and relaxing. Dave, you've replaced almost everything on the Jeep Wrangler under the hood. Wow. That's some cash, Dave. The battery, the starter, the ignition switch, fuel pump relay, the fuel pump pressure regulator. And you say you're stumped. Well, best way to replace it is just replace the whole vehicle. See how easy that is? Just sell the thing. No. Dave, let's stop for just a second. 1001. Okay. One thing we don't want to do is just be a parts replacer. Because I want to make sure that everyone, Dave, I want you to make sure that I'm here to help you throughout the week. Throughout the week, through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. It only takes one email, and I can get you directed into the area of the problem that you have on your vehicle. It costs too much money just to throw parts at something. So what we might have here, Dave, is you spent a lot of money, and I'm glad you're emailing me now. Thank you, because we're gonna stop this. We're going to stop the start sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't start. It's hard to find that, isn't it? It really, really, really is. There's so many parts and pieces to an automobile. And, you know, you have to diagnose each thing. Like the fuel pump, for example. You can put a fuel pump pressure gauge on it to see how much fuel pressure there is. That'll tell you if the, not only the electric fuel pump is pushing enough fluid pressure, but if it'll also tell you the fuel pump regulator, if it's working, and regulating the fuel pressure itself also. Certain things like that. Now, I know you're probably saying, well, Mark, I have high miles on this. You didn't put down how many miles you have, but yeah, you're right. If you've got high miles on it, it's time you've never replaced the starter or the ignition switch or the fuel pump or the fuel pump relay. You can replace them anyway, absolutely, and stop the, you know, that waiting for those to go out on you and you're standing on the side of the street. Here's what's going on, Dave. I'm an ASC certified master technician. We're over the silver microphone here. I'm not there to test the vehicle, of course, but I've been there, done that on a few of these vehicles. You have a pickup coil inside the distributor. No points, no condenser anymore, like we used to in the old cars. The pickup coil, and you also have a coil. So as you get over there on that Jeep, Wrangler, you probably have a straight six-cylinder in it where the pistons are lined up in a line. And then over on the passenger side of that engine, you'll see a coil with a spark plug coil wire, of course, the coil wire going up into the distributor cap. Take the distributor cap off, and I want you to replace the pickup coil that's inside that distributor. You can do it yourself. There's no special tools needed. There's no timing. You know, you got to mark this, mark this, mark that gear, whatever. No. You can just mount it in there yourself. I want you to put a new pickup coil on there. What happens is those get hot, and they get miles on them. It sounds like you got some miles on the Jeep Wrangler, but the pickup coil's more than likely, truthfully, bad, and that causes the snow start sometimes. Sometimes it does start. Situation. There's no way really multi-gauge. You can test it, but again, it'll be showing good with that multi-odometer, the voltage and amp and resistance gauge tester, but it will show good. I want you to just throw it away. Period. And at the same time, Dave, turn the distributor cap upside down and see if you need to put a new distributor cap and rotor on it. Dave, thank you. Send me back an email address, Dave. I'd like to send you a little gift packet. Appreciate it. At AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's how to do it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Down there in St. George, Utah. We're going to come back. The history and five things you should know about TLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president offered proposals to then-Vice President Mike Pence related to the Senate counting electoral votes for the 2020 election, a claim that Pence has rejected. Two conservative groups are asking a federal court to block the Biden administration's plan to cancel $39 billion in student loans for more than 800,000 borrowers, the Associated Press reports. In a lawsuit filed Friday in Michigan, the groups argue that the administration overstepped its power when it announced the forgiveness in July. The U.S. women's national soccer team lost to Sweden on penalty kicks Sunday and lost a bid for its third straight World Cup title. In just 3 weeks, Barbie stands atop the box office worldwide with more than $1 billion. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Scrape the bottom. Go diagonal. Miss that speed bump.
I hate those speed bumps. The ones that are 16 feet tall. Can't go around them. You can go around them. You have to, because they're too tall to go over them. You scrape. Okay. You asked for it. It's a segment you've been wanting and daring for. It's called Name This Sound. It's a sound that's inside your automobile. That's another clue. It's inside your automobile, folks. You probably have that sound right now as you're probably driving down the road listening to me. Thank you. Appreciate that. But when you pulled it over to park and get in your favorite chair, as you are sitting there right now, and name this sound, do it. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, you can get me on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. Thank you for following me. And you can message me there over on Facebook. The address, my name, Mark Evans. Well, it is a segment we like to also do. It's not new. It's been around since, I think it's been 14, 15 years now. And it's called On This Date. Well, folks, on this date, this is what happened. I have for you the very first. It happened in 1898, the very first printed automobile advertisement. And I have it in front of me. It's a picture of, he's riding along with his wife, all geared up in this automobile. It's the very first printed automobile advertisement, and it reads like this. In very large letters on the top, it says, "Dispense with a horse and save the expense, care, and anxiety of keeping it. To run a motor carriage costs about half a cent a mile. The Winton motor carriage is the best vehicle of its kind that is made. It is handsomely, strongly, and yet lightly constructed and elegantly finished. Easily managed, speed from 3 to 20 miles an hour, and the hydrocarbon motor is simple and powerful. No odor, no vibration, suspension wire wheels, ball bearings. The Winton Motor Carriage Company out of Cleveland, Ohio. The cost? Right underneath the picture, folks, it shows the cost of this Winton Motor Carriage of $1,000. $1,000 back in 1898. That was the very, 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 very first printed automobile advertisement. Today, I am digging up and trying to find, and I will, I promise you, the very first advertisement for an EV automobile. Because all, every one of us, if you're listening right now, all of us have lived through this time of the very first printed, I want printed EV advertisement of an electric car, electric vehicle, EV. Okay, here on Auto World, I try to, like, draw pictures with words. As you know, you listen and you know, especially your charter members, it's been around since 1992, and thank you for being here that long. And the newcomers there, right there in Oklahoma, listening to us on KTLR, AM 890 and FM 103.7. Community Talk, AM 890. Taking Auto World for the first time, brand new to the Auto World affiliate family. Thank you. As you know, over the years, I do draw pictures with words. Well, I'm going to try to draw this picture for you. Can you picture yourself behind a big semi, which I think all of us have been? That big box truck, let's just call it. Could call it a semi, but a box truck also. A vending type style truck. It's just basically a wall, isn't it? If you're on a two-lane highway, if you're in the city, you're parked at a stoplight. And parked at a stoplight, you are. But you cannot see the stoplight. Well, guess what? General Motors filed for a patent this last week that would grant future vehicles X-ray vision. Yeah, the technology continues to evolve at accelerating pace to the point of no return today. As you know, I've mentioned it here on Auto World quite a bit. Once a car manufacturer like General Motors is doing, they're filing for a patent, see if they get it. If they do get X-ray vision, the other manufacturers out there, their competition raises the bar on them, so we all win. Well, guess what? X-ray vision? What? That little box truck in front of you? You can't see the stoplight, let alone see what's in front of them? Oh, yeah, if they get this patent, it's filed. But if General Motors gets his patent from the USPTO, that's the United States Patent Trademark Office, the automaker, General Motors. You might see it on all the General Motors automobiles they have. Yet, the patent aims to use an onboard hardware as well as an advanced software processing future next-gen cars, folks, to project images onto a reality screen inside your car on the windshield. Well, for example, images being created like, you know, the traffic light that you can't see or the stop sign that you can't see because of obstructed views in front of you from the large box trucks. X-ray right through the truck to see the stoplight. Who would have ever thunked? Well, it might happen if they get it. You can keep a safe distance behind them now because you'll be able to see through what's in front of you because you have X-ray vision. Your automobile could turn into Clark Kent's special glasses. I can see right through everything. Well, it's going to happen, maybe. As soon as I find out more, the technology of what General Motors, they filed for the patent, and of course, who knows if that trademark office will grant them this patent. But can you imagine being able to see through what's in front of you? Now, how are they going to do that? I mean, oh my gosh, tempting, isn't it? Tempting to look through that box truck with your X-ray vision to see if it's a candy truck. Oh, those Snickers bars. Oh, Mars, why do you make those Snickers bars? The Kit Kats, those dark chocolate M&M peanuts. M&M. Oh, the plain ones are good too. But can you imagine what you did the whole entire time? I don't think you'd ever want to drive over. Most what they're stating is that the X-ray vision causes it to be safer for you. You can see what's in front of them along with the stoplight, stop sign, etc. Do you want them to have? Do you want them to get the patent approved for you to have X-ray vision on the next gen General Motors car that you're going to purchase? Just another creature feature for all of us inside that cockpit. Why not? I think it'd be safe, especially on a two-lane road. What they're stating, there's a lot of facts, stats, true stats, that it shows that your heart rate goes up when you're following a big semi. You can't see in front of them. You can't see anything but the wall in front of you, and you don't really know what's in front of them. Do not tailgate, folks. You could slide into them if they hit the brakes hard, right? Yes. Two-lane highway. It shows that, in fact, you want to pass that big box truck or that semi as soon as possible. Your heart rate goes up. You start sweating. You start getting not white knuckles, but you start getting sweaty palms. You want to get around the truck in front of you. Causes accidents. So is the X-ray vision, being able to see in front of them, being their eyes, that could help because there could be a semi right in front of them, in fact, causing you to want to pass. But if you could see what's in front of them, you don't want to pass because you won't be able to get around two semi trucks on that two-lane highway. And then imagine around town, well, okay, you can see the stoplight and it just turned green and that driver, that semi takes off. So anyway, General Motors patent from the U.S. PTO, the United States Patent Office, Trademark Office. We'll see if they get it. When they do, I'll report it here, and we'll see what models will they be putting it in. How much is the cost of that X-ray vision? We'll find out. How much will it cause you to pay more on the top line or the bottom line of that automobile? We will find out. Absolutely. Coming up, talking about stop lines and stop lights and stop signs.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
I salute all you highway patrolmen and city police and fire, and thank you for protecting us and keeping it safe out there on the road. Absolutely. Sometimes, yes, I have a heavy foot. It's the right foot on the pedal. Thank you. You have to burn the fuel, don't you? Yes, you do. Okay. Now, so here on Auto World, these are the cities, folks, where car theft is exploding. Yes. This is according to the study conducted by the Council of Criminal Justice. Many of your major U.S. cities are seeing surges in auto theft within the last year. More than ever, folks. So stay tuned right here live. We're going to talk about it right now. Since the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, car theft, well, it's been steadily rising year after year after year. But this year, from January to June of 2023, there's been 104.3% increase in stolen vehicles when compared to the same time in 2019. What is going on? Rochester, New York saw the huge spike in auto theft with an increase of 355% within the first 6 months of 2023, folks, when compared to 2020. Now, some of the other major cities, folks, listen, you're listening in there. Thank you. Appreciate it. But your city, is your city part of this? Other major cities like Memphis, Chicago, Buffalo, Cincinnati have also been experiencing very, very large rates of theft, ranging from 120% up to all the way to 162% up of theft. Stealing your car. Not good. Other U.S. cities experienced decrease in auto theft. Decrease, good news. Decrease in auto theft. Boston, Phoenix has seen a 3% decrease in motor vehicle thefts. Los Angeles is down also 10%. Los Angeles! Denver beats Los Angeles out, is down 20% in auto thefts. And St. Paul has experienced a big drop of 41%. That is good news. Let's give you a hand. But nobody in St. Paul wants an automobile anymore, I guess. Well, the thieves don't. It's good news. So why is car theft on the rise? Well, some of the cities are seeing a huge rise, folks, in car theft because economical factors, money, post-pandemic could be to blame. A large part of it is believed to be due to social media. Yeah, many car thieves begin targeting Kias, as you heard here on Auto World, and Hyundai's models after TikTok videos of the Kia boys. went viral after showing viewers, you, me, how easy it is to steal these cars. It is likely that much of the increase is the result of the thefts of the Kia and Hyundai models, probably, because Kia and Hyundais are everywhere. But social media, it's everywhere. You're listening to me on it right now, more than likely, and you probably put the phone down and stop looking at things. You're listening. Okay, see how that is? So, with all this said, auto theft across the country, folks, they're going to be changing it so the thieves cannot steal your cars, and we're going to see if we can't get this down. They're going to do software and hardware changes in your automobiles more in 2024 than any other year in our life. Yes. Overall, second half of 2023, as we are in right now, Kia and Hyundai owners, they've been changing a lot of software in those cars because they have figured it out so the thieves can't get on, you know, TikTok, YouTube, and show all of us how to steal a car. I don't know why you'd want to steal a car. You already own one. You know, you say you need a second car? Anyway, so the whole thing is software and hardware updates coming into your computer. And yes, again, I've had a lot of comments here in the Greasy Garage shop that, in fact, Mark, I didn't realize I was driving an electric car here in the last year, more and more. Well, you do have an ICE internal combustion engine under the bonnet, the hood, for you folks here in the States listening, folks over there in Australia, and thank you for listening and tuning in, listening to us on the app. You can also go to autoworldmedia.com now, folks, to listen. You can drop the app and just go direct to autoworldmedia.com and listen to us live. But yes, you know, that's the thing, is that software and hardware updates are coming. Yes, your car is electrical. You literally, without electrical, folks, your gas engine and your diesel engine would not be operating correctly because everything is managed by electronics. And you do have a battery, by the way, in front there for your gas motor and your diesel motor to start. Now, I want to do a little housekeeping. I want to make sure that you can go back. You can go back and listen to the first hour of Auto World. You can go to the second and the third hour. Coming up on the third hour, by doing that, you can go to our podcast and listen at any time that's available to you in your life. I know your life is very, very busy. Sometimes you can't sit down and listen to me every week at the same time. So you can listen to us on a podcast. The best way to do that is just Google Auto World Mark Evans. And with that, you'll not only see the podcast, but you'll see a little bit more about me for you folks listening on our brand new Auto World affiliate, which is KTLR, right there in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Edmond, and Wichita, Kansas. KTLR AM 890 and FM 103.7, Community Talk AM 890. Now, you can podcast. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans, and you'll read more about me, and you can listen to our podcast, because we had the recalled first hour and a lot of other things. Coming up on the third hour, we've got a company they're late to the party, but folks, they're catching up real quick with $10.5 billion. That's coming up next. And I also have the very first Tesla police cars coming your way. And also we have Name the Sound. We didn't get that sound named yet. We didn't get it. So that's the segment we call Name the Sound. And we also have Word with Mark at the very end of the program in the third hour. I look forward to your emails. Absolutely. You can always email me not only right now as we are live, but during the week. Whenever you'd like to share your story, what's going on in your auto world, the smell you have, the noise you have, you want to share, I consult at no cost. This consulting means that after 47 years of doing it, ASC Certified Master Technician, folks, you have your car in the tire shop, you have your car in the brake shop, transmission shop, the repair shop, and they're saying mechanic Largan jargon to you. You don't understand it. Email me. If you have a question about the price, email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, throughout the week. Email me their phone number. You want to talk, email me your phone number. We'll talk. I will be consulting your shop for you at no cost, and we can talk. I can talk to the shop, and I'll represent you. And with that, I've done, and that's why I'm shouting out to you to do this, because it's helping a lot of people, save a lot of money, and the shop understands. Best way to do it is just ask them to send you a photo of the affected area that they're telling you it's costing you $3,500. You might not see a photo. The price might drop maybe even $1,000. That's the best way to do it. So that's the Auto World tip for this week. Take a photo. Have the shop, whatever shop you have your car in, have them take a photo on their cell phone. The technician can do this and send it to you, text it to you. Instagram is Auto World Media, just like our website. Go over and check it out. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the photos coming up. We've talked about the X-ray vision, but we have fun with Instagram all week long, and that address is Auto World Media. Just like our website, autoworldmedia.com, more to come. Also, I want to ask, we're going to do a fan page or a listener page, we call it, of your rides, fan listener automobiles. So please do. I'm going to talk a little more about this, but send me your ride. You're a listener and a fan, and I appreciate that. We're going to do a segment there on our site to share if you have a little story to go along with that picture of your ride, car, truck, even your lawnmower, your motorcycle, whatever you might like, your snowmobile, whatever. Send it to us. We'll put it on our website and share it. We only will do your first name, period. We won't share anything more than that. I just want to start a fan listener page, and we also are going to have products up there, so stay tuned for that. Products that I have used over many, many, many years. 47 years. I want to go direct and give you the products, the names, the picture, so you know what to look for on that confusing shelf in the parts stores today. Fuel injector cleaner? STP, super fuel injected cleaner, concentrated fuel injector cleaner, treats 28 gallons, one bottle. It works. That's what I'm getting at. You'll see a picture of that on our website in the Auto World recommended products for your cars to help you. That's what it's about. Save you money, too. I don't really want to spend my customers' money. Give me that product over there that cost me twice as much money. No! Thanks for joining me, everyone. I'm Mark Evans. Look forward to seeing you over on the third hour of Auto World. Drive safe and motor on.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.